Friday, January 7th. What a joyous beginning for a day. Lyndon slept rather well. First good night he's had in a week or so. He was up early for a 7:45 date with Speaker McCormick and Senator Mansfield. Speaker McCormick lingered, and I went out to say hello to him. And while there, his office called. His brother, who lives in Texas, had just died. So quickly does one translate even the finality of death into the day's business. My thought was, now we can't have the State of the Union message on Monday, and what had we better do about the party for the speaker? It was a busy day, geared to the Washington tempo, working on the party list for Mrs. Roosevelt's reception, for the Shastri dinner, and for the dinner for the Vice President, the Speaker, and the Chief Justice, whenever it is. It's been my first chance to really get to know Barbara Keene, who is so very nice. It has always been so easy to lean on Bess. Actually, it is well to know the second and third person down the line. Well for the employer and well for the employee. Bess told me Barbara had never been on the second floor. I had a bit of lunch with Lucy. I'm seeing so much more of her this week. It dawns on me that will come to an end Saturday when Pat returns. And their loss has been my gain. I had 30 laps in the pool with that self-satisfied feeling I get from doing my proper exercise. I must have some heritage from a Puritan ancestor. With my hair dripping wet on my way to Jean-Louis, I encountered Lyndon, Jim Kane, and Ambassador Galbraith getting out of the elevator. Was derailed a few minutes to go in with Lyndon and Ken for a late lunch well after 3. Lyndon had asked Ken to head the Peace Corps about a week ago. He had sounded like he really might do it. But then I have to talk to my wife. And that's when a man wants to put on the brakes. Lyndon enjoys him and is stimulated by him. I believe the liking is mutual. The answer on the Peace Corps was no, because he's about 6 months short finishing a book in which he's got all his heart and mind invested. And Lyndon is such a good salesman. He made it sound great. The Peace Corps itself has a natural, strong appeal to Galbraith, and then it would serve as a sort of a shield to travel all of the underdeveloped countries and be a sort of a roving economic ambassador and come back and report on their progress and their needs and our relations. Galbraith went on to say, and how I wish I could really quote him, that if Lyndon ever had a job that absolutely had to be done by a sort of a fringe liberal considered dangerous by some, who nevertheless found it in his heart to care a lot for the president, he wanted to do it. I asked for an hour of his time in the future to talk about the School of Public Service at the University of Texas. And then I fled to Jean-Louis, wishing I were invisible en route. Meanwhile, Arthur Krim, at my request, was watching my old movies, The Campaign of 41, Austin Scenes of about 43. When I got back, his opinion of them made me beam. I shall continue to check out the narrative on all of them, correct any errors, and have copies made. My contribution to the library. We decided to have a few small groups in for dinner on weekend nights. And tonight, it was Secretary and Mrs. Gardner, the Bernie Bootons, number 2 man in the poverty program, the Mike O'Neills of a New York paper, and the Doug Caters. Secretary Gardner is one of the handsomest, most patrician, and interesting-looking men I know, and he flatters me by acting really interested in my plans for the library. I told him about Gordon Bunshaft being chosen as architect, and now the next big hurdle was the man to head the School of Public Service. Somehow I couldn't bring myself to tell him what Dr. Ransom had said, that he himself was one of Ransom's eagerly sought choices. Mrs. Gardner is rather exotic, with a lovely foreign accent I cannot place. Bernie Booton and I talked about the poverty program's training people for park maintenance, highway beautification, and such. Generally, I'm disappointed in the progress in that field. Little is being done, apparently, in the Job Corps camps toward training a pool of workers that might be employed by nursery people or highway engineers for planting. More, Bernie thinks, the youth corps in cities and in a sort of rural program for the elderly unemployed. It all sounds rather dead. Discouragement settles like a fog over the whole poverty program, unless you've got the energy and faith of an evangelist. Lyndon came in from the office about 8, and ebullient host full of stories and sweeping us all along with him. I compromised by not having a fire for his benefit and for dining by candlelight, my choice. He showed us some absolutely wonderful pictures that Oki had taken of the ranch in the countryside. One, a bare skeleton of a tree at gray dusk with a dove on every limb. I hope they'll be put together in a book with all the seasons of the year sometime within the next 12 months. It would be a great piece of artistry.
After dinner,
Lucy had spent most of the evening with us, minus a lengthy interlude to talk to Pat, bubbling joy like an artesian spring, and carrying bulging envelopes full of wires and cards congratulating her on her engagement. One of them, from a complete stranger, sent a quick shaft to your heart. It was a picture of three small children, and it was from a wife with a Polish name, who said she was very happy for Lucy and sent her her blessings and asked her to pray for her husband, who was in Vietnam. After dinner, we went down to the theater and saw a movie of the Pope's Day in New York, moving, dramatic, beautiful in color. And then we saw the NBC President's Country. This time, I'm glad, with a fresh guest list. Some of us have seen it a number of times. Time for the State of the Union has been set. It'll be Wednesday night, and it'll be the first presidential address to Congress carried on live color television. It was a pleasant evening, but not the sort of tender that lights a fire. And that's what I really want these evenings to become, a chance for exchange. One of my New Year resolutions is to learn more, and another, though I may do less, to do it better.